If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are back a rainy Monday on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. How we doing, Ike?
I'm doing pretty good, brother Spike. Welcome back off a good weekend. The Fightins took it to the Dodgers.
Yes, wake up.
Won this series. Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
Not on
Never
this side.
Never a doubt. A lot of baseball still left to play, and that's why I turn to the youngest, the simplest. Some would say the innocent, the most innocent on the show, Jackie Baseball. How about you, boy?
Ringthebellbook.com heating up. They're 3-1 since the book was announced. Beautiful, beautiful weekend of baseball.
Beautiful weekend of baseball. Not a beautiful weekend of weather, but beautiful weekend of baseball for sure. It's going to be a big show like it always is. And I am starting it off with a big old told you so, told you so, told you so, told you so. The Phillies winning 2 out of 3 from the big bad Dodgers, they are different this year. This year's Phillies, we may see a lot of the same faces. You know, lineup looks a lot the same. The rotation looks a lot the same. Change here, change there. But the Phillies this year are different. We need to erase the scar of the Mets series and realize that this team has gotten, as far as record goes, regular season has gotten better each year. But the most important thing this year is that they're approaching this season in a different way, a way that we requested that they do, that I'm not even sure I believe they could do, and it is showing on the field, right? Their strikeout rate is down. Their approach to the plate, that's what everybody wanted. I mean, we could talk about the little things, but the approach to the plate, they don't want them chasing. So their chase rate is down. Their strikeout rate is down. Their walk rate is up. The daycare is gone, right? We're not celebrating every win like it's a world championship.
Well, one guy's kind of still in the daycare.
Who's that?
Boom.
Oh, well, right. Different daycare. He's in the corner with a dunce hat on. Boom. Bryce Harper, vocal leader, right? Something I don't even think that we thought we would see out of Bryce Harper. And they're 7-2, and the Dodgers came in this weekend without a loss, without one loss, and they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. This team is just like, they're different. They are a different Phillies team than we have seen in years prior, specifically at the end of last year.
God.
Believe it.
Yeah, well, this is the problem here. And I've been listening to this today.
Yep.
You know, from the camera to Giglio to yourself.
Yes.
Did you all have a meeting this weekend
no,
or something?
No, I've said it the first game. I said 19 good strikeouts. It's been different since the first game.
That was nonsense. 19 good strikeouts.
I'm telling you.
No.
It's different.
No. Well, it'll be different. Is it different in the end? I don't know what their record was after 9 games last year. What was their record? I don't know. Were they 7-2 last year after 9 games?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They're closer to 500 to start last year.
Okay, I don't know. I just know they were the best team in baseball for the most part.
A month in.
Last year,
yes. Yes,
they're the best team in baseball for the first half of the season. I'm sorry, Spike, and I know it's raining outside, but I don't want to be the wet blanket for everyone. And I really am going to try not to be the wet blanket. But there is something to the idea of overreacting. And I would say it the other way if they were 2-7. I mean, anyone that would be overreacting, wanting to fire the manager, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy, I would still say they're 2-7. It's too early in the season. A lot of baseball left to be played. I am encouraged by what I'm seeing from this team early in the season. The chase rate, least amount of strikeouts, all those things are all positives. Yes, you talked about the things everybody complained about all offseason, wanted to see them get better at. It's great that they've shown that through the first 2 weeks of the season. I got no problem with that. I won't even quibble or nitpick whether they're hitting against starters and it's only the bullpen. I don't even care about all that nonsense. That's for you guys that want to dig deep into it. I'll take it for what I see it on the surface as. They are playing good baseball right now. They're not playing perfect baseball right now. I mean, Sanchez, that wasn't a great outing yesterday.
No.
Sanchez, that wasn't a great outing yesterday.
No.
Sanchez. So,
it was fine.
So that,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, but yeah. I mean, one minute we're putting him as a Cy Young Award
right.
winner.
Yeah, for sure. And yes, so, absolutely.
So my only point is that everything isn't necessarily going great. It's room to get better. Bryce hasn't even hit his power surge yet. And he's sputtering around at the plate. I like what I'm seeing, though. I like what I'm seeing. But I've also seen enough to know that it's too early. We can enjoy it, but it's too early to start making proclamations. It's damn sure too early to be thumping your chest about how right you are about anything. It's way too early for that.
That is disgusting work, yeah, by
that's
the
way. Way too early.
I was right about a lot of things so far this year. We go through a list
later.
We
got 9 games.
Yes, and these 9 games mean as much to me as the 4 games in the Mets series last year. More. These 9 games mean more to me than the 4 games in the Mets series last year. They
now
do.
You got to break that one down to me because I don't understand that at all.
They do because all those 4 games did was reaffirm what I had at least already believed about the Phillies from the 3 months prior, right? Like they were a dead team. They were dead in the water when they played the Mets. They had been dead for 2 months. All the Mets series was a coronation of what had already happened. Them approaching this that like. We talked about the ability to be different at this age, right? The core of the team over 30, can they really approach things different, especially when they've had so much success in their individual careers in the regular season, not championships, but they can say, hey, look, we won 95 games. We don't need to do anything different. Hey, look, we had a top 5 offense. We don't need to do anything different. All those things. And they're doing the things different. And they are. And the fact that they are doing that is meaningful.
Well, they couldn't say that. The idea that they could just say we're doing it the way we've been doing it.
To themselves.
Well, yeah, but then there would be consequences for the results.
I guess, but the results in the regular season were fine last year. Like, I think they could have chalked it up to that's baseball. I think they really could have, especially the way they talked after that series. I didn't feel like a desperation from them after this series. So to come into this year and really be doing the things that we knew they needed to do. We didn't even know that they could do it, right, at this point in their career. We asked plenty of experts over the offseason. Mm-hmm. Can a team really change their approach? Can a player really change their approach when they're 30, 32 years old? And they have done it.
Through 9 games.
Yes, and we're seeing the results from it. But every time they win a game and every time they win a series, it just reaffirms for them that they're doing the right thing.
That's fine.
It just feels different to me.
But for us, it says do it in October.
But are we going to do that all year?
Yeah.
See, I don't think that's fair.
Well. I mean, it's the same thing we'd do with the Sixers.
But then, I guess
it's the same thing we would do with the Sixers. If the Eagles were to make it to the playoffs every year but lose in the first round, if they were the Cowboys, never make it into an NFC championship game, no one would care. We wouldn't care that they started off 4-0. Or 3-0. We would say, get to the playoffs and show me something different.
Because obviously you went through this. Like I think it's, this is not a shot at Ike, but I'm making a point, I promise. I promise I'm making a point. It was different to say...
Careful with the knife.
Never. I would never do that.
You don't need to twist it too hard.
No. I'm just saying, like, it was easy to say in 04 it was different because T.O. got there. But I don't think in 03 it was like, wow, this team's different. Like,
right, you know, I agree. Yes, 0-2.
But when you add T.O. in that, it's changing the science of the team, the chemistry of the team.
And I got news for you. Even with T.O. being here, that was a new excitement to the team. It still was about the postseason. it still was about the postseason. The only thing that made it different that year is that, like you just said, we had a new player, so people could find something to be excited about that was different with the season. The Phillies didn't give us that this year. So we're looking at essentially the same team with the obviously Lizardo and Kepler. And Kepler is here.
Yep. Bermano.
But for the most part,
yeah.
It's the same team. And again, I'm not poo-pooing the team. I'm happy. I'm good with it. But the idea that somehow this is a I told you so moment and the team is great. No, you would feel different. The moment this team goes on a 3 or 4 game losing streak, they lose a couple of series. I'm not going to hear all of this. I'm not going to hear how great they are right now.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Phils are different this year? Do you feel a difference in the team this year compared to last year and previous years? Jack, what do you think?
So I think there's different aspects, but I'm more on Ike's side than your side. I like how serious they're taking the beginning of the year. I think Thompson's actually shown a lot of urgency, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there are stuff that I don't like. I think they have 3 reliable arms in the bullpen. How is that going to sustain the entire year? I agree with you with the chase percentage is great. Walk percentage is great. Not striking out great. They're also, you want to do more analytics? 27th in hard hit percentage. So like there's good signs on offense, but there's also some bad over the weekend, some bad situational stuff. So good weekend. I think they outplayed the Dodgers for a majority of it. It's also a marquee series for the Phillies. That's not a marquee series for the Dodgers.
Well, but they rose to a marquee series. Like,
that's great.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm trying to get in the mind of everyone here. We spent the entire offseason talking about them doing one thing. Yeah. Stop chasing, put the bat on the ball, mm-hmm. take walks when they're there, and they're doing those things.
We're going to acknowledge those things.
And say that the team is playing different. They are
playing different, Spike, but it doesn't mean that everyone all of a sudden now believes this is the team that's going to go and win the World Series. Unfortunately for them, this is what we are with the team. I'm sorry, Ike. I don't. Again, I would say the same thing if they were 2-7 or 4-5. I'd be like, it's early in the season. A lot of baseball left to go. I'm not going to overreact right now.
But if they were 2-7 showing the same things that we had seen in previous years, I think
we would be yelling about it.
We would be yelling about it.
Of course we would.
So we see a better team than we've seen at the start of any of these years doing those different things. Like, I don't know. I feel like they deserve this sort of like
after
commendation.
9 games?
Yes.
Nah.
Well, they can only play 9 games.
We were ready to fire the damn Eagles coach after 4 games last year. A quarterback stunk, right? Like, we went through all that when they were 2-2.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Right? And now all of a sudden after 9 games we should be praising everybody?
I think we should. Yes, I think that we should praise them. I think what they have done is praiseworthy. It's surprising to me. And anyone who says it's not surprising to them is lying. Anyone who said that I knew they were...
What's been so surprising that they stopped swinging at bad pitches?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
I mean, it is. That was a hallmark of the Phillies last year, especially the second half of the year. As the season was slipping away, uh-huh. Those last couple months of the year, that Mets series, all we saw was them swinging at pitches out of the zone. All we saw was them going up and everybody trying to hit a home run. All we saw was them trying to get on a hot streak.
Yeah.
And it's different this year. It's different with Castellanos. It's been different with Turner. It's been like, and for all of my, you know, insults about the two starting lineup thing, like, so far so good. I still wish they would just start Trey Turner leading off every game, but I think they deserve the credit for changing what we thought couldn't be changed.
Yeah, but how much credit? Like, what are we talking about? We can do it. That a boy. Good job, fellas. I'm glad to see you guys actually did what we've been preaching about for I don't know how long, right? I'm glad they decided to do it. Although Dave Dombrowski has recently, I believe it was last week or the week before, or maybe right when the season started, said the whole chase rate stuff was overrated.
Lineup construction was overrated.
I'm just saying.
Well, but he also pointed to our chase rate not being as bad as everyone said. Fraud. Get him out of here.
All I'm saying is I'm enjoying what I'm watching. I am.
It's different.
I want to keep it going.
Right.
I want to keep it going. And unfortunately for them, and it's not going to stop us from talking about the team every day. We're going to do that. We're going to evaluate the team every day. But no matter what, it's what they do in the postseason.
Well, ultimately, yes, it's what they do in the postseason. But I think during the year, we have to watch and sort of assess for ourselves what we think the postseason might be like. And this year,
I do that with 150 games still to go.
It is, but so far so good, and not just wins, and not just production. It's their approach has been different, and the Bryce Harper being vocal about what players need to do and those things, that is a monstrous difference too, because he's never been that.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Yeah,
well, they had a 3-game stretch there, right? The last one against Colorado, and the first two against the Dodgers. I don't know about chase rate. I don't know about all the other nonsense. All I know is we scored about a total of 6 runs in 3 games.
Right. By the way, my call board was messed up.
I could have told you the damn board was lit up.
Well, but I had 0.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. That's what that book was for?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I had 0 on my thing. I was like, nobody wants to talk about
this. Everyone hates the Phillies?
Yeah.
No.
Were you about to turn into Jolly?
No. Next question real quick. I there was nothing. There was 0 on here. That's why I hit the button. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Next question. So Houston is in the NCAA championship tonight. Houston, this school in particular, was good in the 80s. So for next question today, when you get to the end of your sports point, we're just going to ask you something very simple. What was big in the 80s? Could be a person, could be whatever it is. What was big in the 80s? Jack, what was big in the 80s?
Mustaches.
Oh, they were.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
That might be the first side question you got.
You nailed that one.
That was a good one. Yeah.
You get Selleck. What's
Brent
his face?
Selleck?
No.
Richard Pryor.
Tom Selleck. Richard Pryor.
Keith Hernandez.
Eddie Murphy. Yes. Yeah. Oh, mustaches were big. Yes. Yeah. Ike.
Fan of Mike Quick.
Mike Quick, yes.
Big fan of the mustache.
Yes. Ike, what was big in the 80s?
I'm going to go with Joe Montana.
He was the biggest in the 80s.
Joe Montana was big in the 80s.
I would have never bet there would have been a quarterback better than Joe Montana. We're watching Joe Montana.
Hated
in the 80s.
Joe Montana.
Oh, did you?
he beat my Bengals twice in the Super Bowl. Yeah,
right,
hated
yeah.
Joe Montana.
And for me, So I went from a movie to a person, because when I think of the 80s, I think of my mom and my sister watching Dirty Dancing over and over and over and over again. So I'm going Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze was big in the 80s. Patrick Swayze had a real moment. He was the guy, and it started with Dirty Dancing.
Started with Daryl and the Outsiders.
I did start with the Outsiders. Another good flick, by the way. All right. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies different this year? And next question today, based on Houston being in the NCAA championship game, what was big in the 80s? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, somebody need to check his drink. Check his drink. Make sure he all right.
Who?
I don't know what Spike talking about.
What?
First of all, you positive guy now? What, you have some kind of...
I just call him like I see him.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no,
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
First of all, listen. Yes. What are we, 7-2?
Yes.
9 games in. We got a million more games to play. We optimistic, you know, about the Phillies. We happy what they doing. But it's like, you up here acting like, oh, it's just a new change team. I'm not about to get up here and praise these dudes for not chasing. Why? They shouldn't do that.
Because that's what we wanted them to do.
Oh,
this is crazy. No. If I said, if you want to bring up your guy or whatever, if I repeatedly said that Jalen Hurts needs to throw the ball more, and he threw the ball more, I would say, there he is, he's throwing the ball more. If we say all offseason they need to not chase, and they're not chasing, and you're like, well, but they're major league players. I don't understand. Everybody's a major league player that we're watching. And they were major league players who chased, and now they're not chasing.
You stepped into the trap. Hold up. Didn't we tell Jalen not to turn the ball over? And you ain't praising for that. You said that's his job, right?
He didn't turn the ball over because he didn't throw the ball. He didn't throw the ball. They are going up for at-bats.
Turn the ball over.
Oh, my God. You are brutal. He didn't throw the ball, Corey, which is why he didn't turn the ball over.
We told him to stop chasing. They stopped chasing, right?
Yes, that is good.
Good job.
That's it.
We told Jalen to stop turning the ball over. Now he ain't throwing up. Come on now.
No. It is sad. It's sad you've resorted to this.
That's a fair point, Corey. I kind of like that.
It's not a fair point.
All I know is, listen, I love the Phillies. I'm glad they beat the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? We beat them, and we did what we wanted them to do. Win the first game, win the third game. Romano is not a good pitcher. Also, Sosa, I don't know if he need to be an everyday player, but we need to move on from Alec Bohm.
This dude Thank is you. Amazing.
215.
He cried too much. Like Elliot tried to compare him to A.J. Brown. Come on, E.
No, he compared him to Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, it was sad. It was one of his saddest takes. Yeah.
I think on Saturday he kind of did. I think it was at Goldberg's he brought up to A.J. Brown. But come on.
Oh, so he's changing up his take because he got bullied on the afternoon show. Interesting.
Come on, man. I don't have time for this. We playing baseball games. It's a grown man game. You in the major league. Thompson doing your job. Bryce Harper, you're being a leader. I'm a big Bryce Harper fan. I got to put the disclaimer out there. But you're doing what we wanted you to do. You being a leader. I'm not going to praise these guys for doing their jobs. We don't do that for nobody else. I'm going to step into your box real quick. When Embiid out here getting triple-doubles and stuff, and they losing the game. I mean, the Phillies winning, and Embiid doing his job, people kill him, right? So I'm not going to give them no credit for doing what they supposed to be doing. When you do what you're supposed to be doing, we happy about that. We beating the Dodgers. All right, let's keep it up. Like, we still got one.
Okay, so we'll go back to Jalen for a second. When Jalen didn't turn the ball over, you didn't praise him for it?
Let me answer the question.
You didn't praise him all year long?
Here we go. I never gave him a big deal about turning the ball over. Y'all did that. So what I'm saying is, when you criticize him about turning the ball over, when he don't turn it over, don't make an excuse. When you criticize the Phillies for chasing, that's what we told him to do. You told Jalen not to turn the ball over, and he didn't. Don't give me another excuse for why he not turning the ball over.
Because he didn't throw. Wait a minute. Hold on. No. You saying that he didn't turn the ball over because he didn't throw would be like the Phillies not chasing because they didn't have at-bats.
We got a lot of Jalen season's over. Jalen got a
Okay, all right. Give us something.
We got a lot of Philly season left. Let's hope they don't chase for 147 more games.
Okay. All right, fine. Fingers crossed. Why don't you give us something or someone that was big in the 80s?
All right, the mixtape. That's when the mixtape would have
Mixtape didn't come out in the damn 80s?
Well, I mean, cassettes, though. There were no cassettes in the 70s.
Like mixtapes, like rap mixtapes.
Well, yeah, but even that was 80s.
Ah,
that wasn't 70s.
Late 90s.
No. That
mixtapes,
was
rap mixtapes?
Well, no. I mean, like, no, I think that was 80s. Now, mixtapes the way they are now, where one artist puts out an album and calls it a mixtape, that is not. But mixtapes in terms of, like, making, like somebody making a tape with two turntables and selling it on the corner, whatever.
Yeah, that was really a mixtape.
You don't think so?
Eh.
Oh, all right. Well, Corey, I support
him. I mean, it's a good answer, though. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. He wasn't going to win.
No, he wasn't going to win anyway. Nobody wins.
No one actually wins.
Yeah, nobody wins anyway.
No.
Yeah. I just like, I he I, it's I.
Don't get caught up on the Jalen thing.
No. Okay. No. I'm in a good place with that stuff, believe it or not. I think it's unfair to say, we want them to do X, and they do it, and we say, whoa, that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, like,
well,
they didn't do it last year. They didn't do it the year before. And they were reasonably successful not doing it. So to say, like, okay, you know, you did what you were supposed to do, and the Bryce leadership thing, I think we could do a whole show on that, honestly, because nobody on this show, when we had talked about that, thought that that was who he was. You know, he's a lead by example guy, that he's not a lead by what he says, but he has been a lead by what he says guy this year.
Okay.
I think more than he had previous, more than
he had.
But
doesn't mean he hasn't been a leader, though.
No, but a different kind of leader.
Sure, Brian Dawkins was the same way.
Yeah.
Dawkins wasn't very vocal early in his career.
Right.
Became more vocal later in his career.
Okay. Coming up next, the Pittsburgh Pirates are a terrible franchise, and they proved it again. This past week. And they put one of our friends in a terrible position as well. So we'll get to that. Do you think the Phillies are different this year? They're 7-2, 2-3 from the Dodgers. Are they different? And next question today is, give us something or someone that was big in the 80s. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.